Unit 9. Planning. Track 33.
We need to decide exactly when we're going to move. Any suggestions?
I think July would be the best time. It's very quiet then, isn't it?
You mean we don't do too much business then?
Exactly. Our sales are always down that month and quite a few staff are away on holiday. We could move all the office equipment at the weekend. Do everything at once. And that's the best way.
Could I just say something?
Go ahead.
I think we should take longer to move. A weekend's too short. In my opinion, we should do it department by department.
How do you mean exactly?
Well, each week a different department can move. That way, there would always be people here who could handle customer inquiries, phone calls and so on.
See what you mean. Maybe it would be better to phase the move over several weeks. Of course, we'll have to keep our staff informed at every stage of the move. We can do that mainly by email. Now, moving on to the question of transport. We've contacted two companies, National Transport and Fox Removals.
Sorry, could I just comment on that, Mark?
Certainly.
I don't think it would be a good idea to use National.
Oh.
I've heard one or two things about them and I don't think they're very reliable. But Fox would be fine. They've got an excellent reputation in the trade.
Okay, perhaps it would be better to use Fox then. You know, there's another possibility. We could get our own people to do the moving.
What? You think our transport department could do the job?
Why not? They're not too busy in July.
I don't think that's a good idea. This is a really big job. We need a specialised firm for that, like Fox. They've got the experience and will do a good job, even if it does cost us a bit more. Also, Fox offers a free consultation service.
You're probably right. I'll call Fox and discuss the relocation with them. I'll see if I can persuade them to lower their price a little.